Okay, so just find yourself in a comfy space. Move the mic a bit closer. Okay, so take a deep breath in through your nose and then breathe out through your mouth. And again, another deep breath in through your nose. And then exhale through your mouth. And again, just repeat that. Another deep breath in through your nose. Fill your lungs to capacity this time. And just hold that breath for a second or two. And then breathe out through your mouth. Now this time, breathe in through your nose. Just hold that breath as your lungs start to fill to capacity. And then just analyze your conscious mind to start to bring your thoughts inside yourself. So just visualize your energy, your conscious awareness moving inside you. So start to block out any external noise, any sounds that you can hear outside of the room that you're in, or outside of the house or the space that you're in. So start to just concentrate on your own internal conscious awareness as we start to activate through our conscious thought that spiritual part of us that is the intelligent aspect. So again, just take a deep breath in through your nose and then breathe out slowly through your mouth. And that just brings your focus and awareness to your heart center. And just see that heartbeat start to slow down as we start to relax. Bring our thoughts inside ourselves. Start to take control of your thought process. As you start to become consciously aware that you're moving into a spiritual state, activating the spiritual presence inside you. Now just visualize grounding roots that grow from the bottom of your feet. See them move across the soil in front of you. And then see those big, thick roots go straight down into the soil, heading straight down into the center of planet Earth, connecting you to the core of the planet, grounding your spiritual body. You can feel your legs start to get heavy. As with your conscious awareness, you're activating your grounding, pulling that spiritual part of you deeply connected down into Mother Earth. Now just bring your conscious awareness to your heart center. See that heart chakra open, like a door that swings open. A door that's been used many, many times. It just swings open on its own, and there's a bright white light that explodes out of that doorway. Cleansing, clearing, and healing your heart chakra with your conscious thought. Then see that bright white light start to move down through your body to your sacral chakra and see that chakra open and see that bright white light exploding out. And then move upwards slightly to your solar plexus chakra and see that chakra open. Again, like a doorway that just swings open and this bright white light explodes out. And now see that white light move down to your root chakra, top of your legs, and just see that chakra point open. And again, a doorway that just swings open on its own. It's always used. And that bright white light explodes out of your root chakra, cleansing, clearing, and healing every cell of your being as it goes. And now see that bright white light like a liquid that starts to run down through the tops of your legs, down into your knees, down through your shins to your ankles. And then see that white light move down through your feet, following down through those grounding roots, right down into the center of planet Earth, pushing away any stale, low vibrating, negative, stagnant energy. So at this point, you can feel your lower half vibrating at that higher frequency now. You may start to feel tingly and warm. You can feel your legs feel rooted to the floor, almost as though someone's concreted your legs and your feet to the spot that you're in. This is how you know your grounding's working, pulling you downwards into the center of planet Earth. Now just bring your conscious awareness back to your heart center. See that bright white light now start to move up through your torso, up to your throat chakra, and see that chakra like a doorway that flies open, and that bright white light explodes out of your throat. And then write the words truth, integrity, and love across that chakra point as we program the crown throat chakra with the intention of only speaking our truth with integrity in a positive way. And then see that bright white light move down through your arms, down to your elbows, down into your wrists, and then see it explode into your hands, exploding out of each fingertip, again cleansing, clearing, and healing every cell of your being. Now just see that bright white light start to move upwards from your throat chakra to your third eye chakra, just above your two regular physical eyes. So see that chakra point as a doorway that explodes open, and again that bright white light emanates out like a huge, bright, incandescent torch beam, cleansing and healing that point. And again, write the words integrity, truth, and love across the image of your third eye chakra. Once again, programming this chakra with words of positivity and protection. This is the chakra that you use to see things interdimensionally in your mind's eye. And you want to program this chakra to only see positive things, only to interact in a positive way. Now see that bright white light start to move upwards from your third eye chakra to your crown chakra at the top of your head. So just let that energy start to build. You'll start to feel the top of your head tingle as the frequency of vibration increases. And then when you're ready, again, see a doorway that opens in the top of your head and a bright white light that explodes at the top, straight out of planet Earth, straight out through this galaxy and universe, connecting you to core consciousness, core conscious awareness, a truthful, benign energy that you're connected to from your crown chakra, whilst your root chakra is connected down into Mother Earth. So you're harnessed and anchored by your feet, but connected to infinite energy and knowledge through your crown. Now you see a bubble of light in front of you as a huge ball, and see a doorway that opens in that ball, and then step through the doorway. This is your protected bubble of light, your protected space. This is the space that you can work from when you're working spiritually. Only your energy is allowed to enter through that door. This is a protected space just for you to feel protected when you're working, when you're connecting to other interdimensional energies and entities that you can't see with your regular eyes. So now you've walked into this protected safe space. See a person that stood there, that's you. And then see that physical form start to diminish as every cell of your being leaves the physical body, almost like a shoal of fish moving up and down, left to right. Every cell is just let go. Every cell is vibrating at its own frequency. And just focus on any negative cells. You'll see the positive ones that are lighter, vibrating at a higher frequency, will start to move upwards, almost like a drone rising to the top of a room. The cells vibrating at the lower frequency, negative, stagnant, maybe diseased cells, start to drop downwards into the bottom of your bubble. So just watch that split happen and just notice what percentage of your cells are good and positive, and what percentage are vibrating at a more negative frequency. Now, with your conscious awareness and your mind, you instruct all of those cells that are vibrating in a negative way to release that low vibrating negative energy, to move into a place of harmony, health, and perfection, and watch them start to rise, almost as though they're magnetized to move upwards, heading for the top of that bubble as their vibration increases and each cell moves into a positive, high vibrating frequency. And this is you using your conscious awareness, connecting to your own physical body, instructing your cells to work for you in a positive way. And you can feel yourself feeling different. You can feel heat in your body in different areas. You can feel movement in your body in different areas. This is just you taking some time for you to notice how you feel and to pull yourself back into a perfect health and harmony. Now just ask yourself three times, are you sovereign, yes or no? Are you sovereign, yes or no? Are you sovereign, yes or no? And you should get three quick, immediate yeses. If you don't, and you get a no, or you get a yes that changes in your mind to a no, then assume that's a no. And then visualize yourself holding a flaming sword of light in your hand. And run that sword of light around the outside of you with the intention to cut away any negative cords or connections that you've picked up during the week. Run that sword under your feet and up over your head and around your body, so that anything that's negative that's been connected to you is cleared and removed. And now visualize a purple flame of light in front of you, a huge big purple flame. See an image of a person that's you walk into that flame and just stand in the middle. As you do so, you'll start to hear a crackling sound as low vibrating, negative, stagnant energy is burnt away and cleared from your etheric field. And just stand there and notice again how you feel. You're starting to feel more positive. You're starting to feel more energetic in yourself. Now change the color of that light to run through the chakra colors. So start with red and then orange, and then yellow, and then green, and then blue, and then violet, and then infrared, and then ultraviolet. And just notice as we traversed each color, did you hear any crackling or feel a particular color cleared more negativity, burnt away more negativity from your etheric field? So now just swing round and repeat that sovereignty check. So ask yourself three times, am I sovereign, yes or no? Am I sovereign, yes or no? Am I sovereign, yes or no? And this time we should get three quick, immediate yeses, confirming your sovereignty, meaning there isn't anything negative connected to your etheric field. And this is the place that you want to be on a daily basis. And the more often you do this meditation, the more you will maintain that sovereign state of mind. So now let's call forward our guides. So put a thought out to your guide. Even if you don't know your guide or you haven't met your guide, just put the thought out that you'd like to connect to your guide that's working for your highest good and the highest good of humanity to come forward. And then bring a picture of a doorway up, almost like a glass door in front of your mind that opens outwards. And your guide's going to be on the other side of that door. So before you open the door, just question your guide. So ask them three times, are they from the highest light? Yes or no? Are they from the highest light? Yes or no? Are they from the highest light? Yes or no? And again, you're looking to get three quick, immediate yeses, confirming that the entity you're about to connect with is one that you know it's working for your highest good and the highest good of humanity. So again, if you don't get a yes, or you get a no, or a yes that changes to a no, just visualize that door closed and just turn around and visualize another door that opens in front of you. So with your conscious awareness and intention, to disconnect from whatever energy presented itself. And now you're going to ask again for your own guide that's working for your highest good and the highest good of humanity to step forward and connect to you. And again, you'll see a guide that comes forward in your mind's eye, and you can ask them three times if they're from the highest light. And this time, hopefully, you'll get three quick, immediate yeses. But again, if you get a no, or you get a yes that changes to a no, or you just feel uncomfortable and your intuition's telling you it's not sure, just close that door and then again turn around 180 degrees. And this time we'll see a doorway that opens without a guide on the other side. So for those people that have their guides, you can walk through the doorway. For those people that aren't sure, leave the guides behind and just walk through in this meditation on your own. But as you exit that doorway, you immediately step onto freezing cold, thick snow. You start to look around you, and all you can see is a flat surface. There are no trees, no buildings, and no objects anywhere. It's just thick snow in front of you. So you put your feet on the floor and you start to walk forward. And as you start to walk forward, you notice that it doesn't feel cold. There's no concept of feeling. There's no emotional connection to the cold. In front of you, you can just see a landscape that's completely flat, glistening bright white, fresh snow. There are no tracks in front of you. There are no tracks behind you. You've arrived on a place of virgin white snow, and you're just walking forward, enjoying how you feel in this special, clear place of clarity. This is a place that you've built just for you in the meditation. Now keep walking forwards. As you walk forwards, for those with a guide, the guide may start to connect and talk to you. For those without a guide, you may find a spirit animal joins you by your side. If it does, just notice what type of animal this is. Now, if you turn around and look behind you, you'll see a second set of tracks, a second set of footprints in the snow, and you realize there's someone following you behind. This someone feels comfortable to you. You feel like you know this person, but you can't see a face. So just keep walking forward and just acknowledge that there is someone following you. Now, as you're walking forward, you again start to notice that you feel there are more people joining behind you. So again, turn around and look in the snow, and you see more footprints. And you realize there are more people following behind. The group seems to be growing. Again, as you look behind, you can't see faces particularly, but you can recognize and see people. And you notice these people feel very, very familiar to you. Now just keep walking. In front of you, you can see a huge big cliff that starts to arrive. And there's a small door-sized hole in this cliff. So you look behind and you can see maybe 5, maybe 10, maybe 15 people all following you. You know these people. They're friendly people. They're people that you recognize. You recognize the energy of them. So walk through that doorway. As you walk through that doorway, you find yourself in a huge, big subterranean cave covered in quartz crystals on the inside, glistening with light. You can hear sounds in front of you. You can see someone singing enchanting songs that you've heard before, but not in this life. Mesmerizing songs that are high-pitched, resonating straight through your body. You immediately feel happy, loved, and protected. Now in front of you, you see a big chair. So if you walk forward and sit in that chair, and then as you turn around to look at the people following you, you realize that these are all people from your past life. These are all lives that you've lived, different presentations of you, different energies, but you. So you may notice people in the clothing and they start to form a line. Each one's going to walk up to you and present themselves and remind you who you were in that past life. They may tell you the name, what they were called, or what you were called in that past life. You'll see from their clothing the timeline of a life that you lived. But what they're going to do, each one, is going to tell you what was the most significant event that you needed to learn in that particular past life so that you can remember and bring forward that collective wisdom and consciousness into this life. So I'm just going to leave you here for a few moments while these people in turn walk up to you in that chair. You may hug them, you may kiss them, you may feel very drawn and connected to them, because this is your energy, this is you in your past lives, the most significant ones that you've had, and they're going to remind you of the most significant teachings and lessons that you needed to learn in those particular past lives. Now you'll notice as they speak to you, they're also going to tell you what not to repeat. So things that are happening in your current life, mistakes that you made in that past life, whatever they happen to be, they're going to remind you not to make them again in this life. And when they tell you, you'll laugh to yourself and you'll think about your current life, your situation, the people that you live with, your family, your friends, your partners, your wives, your husband, and you'll start to laugh at the lessons that you need to remember and not make the same mistakes as you did before. So again, just put a thought out that you'll remember that as you come out of this meditation, you'll remember the things that you shouldn't do. And you'll see that line start to come to an end. You'll be laughing to yourself, looking at the way you presented in some of those past lives, the clothing that you wore, the way that you dressed, the way that you looked, the sex that you were. You may have been male, you may have been female, you may have been a child in those different lives. But now that you remember them, you bring them into your conscious waking awareness. You remember the things that you shouldn't have done, lessons that caused you pain and trauma. And you make a mental note not to repeat the same things in this life. This life, you can jump forward without going through those same negative traumatic lessons or problems. Now, as you look up, you see that line of people have turned around and started to walk backwards. And as they're walking in the snow, you can see their footprints just disappear, leaving only your footprints. As they move back to the timeline that their energy is from. Now, if you stand up from the chair that you're in and start to walk forward, you can see a small bridge over a crystal clear stream. The water is translucent. You can see straight down through it. It seems to go right down into the centre of planet Earth. As you start to look over the side of that bridge, start to focus on one point of the water, and you can see an image start to form that starts to become clearer and clearer until full clarity is achieved. Now, this image is going to fast forward you in your next year of your life. So this is a future vision that you can see of your current life for you. So this is your guide showing you where you are today, where you're likely to be in the next year, and the events that are likely to take place that you can mold, you can change, and you can manifest. So just watch that event now down through that image of that bridge in the water in that stream, and just see, almost like you're watching a television program, your next year start to play out. You might see yourself moving around, traveling. You might see yourself at home. You might see different jobs, different people, different things happen in your life. So just observe them as an observer and just make a note to remember what you see, which will then let you manifest change as the next year of your life transpires. So just watch that video playing out, making a mental note at the key things that you see. Then as that video and that picture starts to finish, turn around and walk off that bridge. Start to retrace your tracks through that subterranean cavern back to the entrance. And as you look out, you can see the sun's out. You can see the snow is glistening, the crystals on the floor. And you can just see one set of tracks leading you back to your special protected doorway in space. So now just look at your feet and see your physical form start to change. Your feet start to change and they become feet of light. You look at your legs and your arms. Your body starts to disappear and all you can see is the form of a human, but bright white light, incandescent in color. You have no clothing. You have no physical features. This is you as a high vibrating spiritual entity dropping the masquerade that you walk around in every day, the form that you have, the color of your hair, your eyes, your body type and shape, your feet, your shoe size. Everything disappears. As in your mind, you activate the powerful spiritual warrior that is the real you, not the masquerading physical person that's part of the theatre show, pretending to be real. And you laugh to yourself as you remember this is who you really are. You are a powerful spiritual being and entity in your own right. You've entered the planet as a human being for a very tiny, short space of time. But the real you is a spiritual giant. You come with a huge tool set, and that tool set's activated with your conscious awareness and your mind. You connect people with your mind. You can talk to them using telepathy. You remember who you are. And just start to walk backwards towards your door. And as you walk backward, you can see that the huge vibration that you have as a light being burns a hole in the snow as each footprint moves forward. Again, this is you vibrating at this highest frequency of light. Now, just before you get to your doorway, turn around. Then as you look out, project your conscious awareness to the island of Maui that's recently had terrible forest fires. Many people have lost their lives. So just project your awareness into the middle of that island. And as you do so, you may see or you may attract discarnate spirits that are trapped there, that are waiting for help. They may come running to you. They may wave to you. They may make their way to you. So just allow them to come forward. And as you look to the side, you can see everyone else in this group is stood in a line together, doing the same work, attracting and asking anyone that's died, that's tethered to the space through fear, to come forward, small children, allow them to be attracted to you. And as they walk to you, in your mind's eye, see a doorway that opens with a bright white light on the other side, and we'll call forward the guide team, Chen, your own guides and his team, to encourage these spirits through in their traumatized state. And you'll see them going through the doorway. They may go through in groups, or they may go through singly. Just allow them to walk through into that different vibration. They'll be received by their old family members, by their own spirit guides, possibly. But you'll see them going through together. Now just notice how you feel, and notice how they feel. They feel happy. They still may be traumatized spiritually, but they're moving into a different space, a different vibration, where they'll be looked after, loved, and taken care of. Now just see that doorway close as the last one goes through. And then look to your sides, and you'll notice all of the other people in this meditation are stood next to you. This is collective group soul work, soul therapy, soul recovery. And just smile to each other, and then turn around, and then walk back through your door into your safe, protected bubble of light. Close that doorway behind you. Now, as you walk into your protected bubble of light, you can see you have no physical form, just a collection of cells vibrating at a high frequency of light with a conscious awareness and energy. So now start to manifest your physical form. Start to see your legs, your feet appear, your hands appear. Start to see your face appear. You can feel your hair start to grow. You're building yourself back as person that you know in 3D physical form that you see. And then just check your sovereignty. So again, ask yourself three times, am I sovereign, yes or no? Am I sovereign, yes or no? Am I sovereign, yes or no? And again, you should get three quick immediate yeses, confirming that you have full sovereignty. You haven't picked up any negativity whilst you've been working. If you do get a no, or you did have a no before, then just use the sword and the flame. Take that sword around the outside of yourself to cut away and remove any negative cords, and then stand under that purple flame of light and change the color to one that feels intuitively right for you to burn away any low vibrating frequency. And now just notice how you feel in your mind. You feel calm. You feel clear. You have clarity of thought. You're consciously switched on and activated spiritually. So now you just visualize yourself climbing into your wetsuit. So see a black wetsuit in front of you. Put your legs in. Pull it up behind you. And then put your arms in the armholes. And then flick the hood up over your head. And then place your hands upon the zip at the top of your legs. And do that zip up to your throat. So this is you with your intention closing down and protecting your chakras as you start to come out of the meditation. And now just take an old grey holy cloak that manifests in front of you and put your arms through the armholes. Flick this old cloak around you and flick the hood up over your head. So this is your invisibility cloak that you use. You can walk through negative spaces and places using this cloak. Other spiritual entities and energies won't see you whilst you're wearing and using this invisibility cloak, because it cloaks your energy and your vibration. So as you put this cloak on, you feel powerful, you feel protected, and you feel happy and secure. Now, at this point, you might want to say goodbye to your guides if they came through with you, or you may wish to leave them connected and connect to them later. So now when you're ready, just bring your conscious awareness back into the room that you're in. Wiggle your feet and your toes, feel your hands, and then when you're ready, open your eyes.